We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tonight is the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention. And tonight, Joe Biden is set to give the biggest speech of his political life. Bloomberg News reporter Jennifer Epstein joins us now to talk a little more about this. Jennifer, what can we expect from Biden's speech?
I would certainly expect a lot of biography from Joe Biden and a lot of talk about the future and what's possible in America, whether it's manufacturing, infrastructure, fighting the coronavirus pandemic, or just kind of bringing people back together. I think that while you've seen quite a lot of attacks on President Trump over the first three nights of this convention, and you will continue to see that tonight, I think Vice President Biden in particular will be focused on a path forward.
Well, last night, Kamala Harris gave her speech in a historic moment. What were the themes that she was focusing on there?
Well, she really spent a lot of this time, her speech was only about 20 minutes, telling her personal story, the daughter of immigrants, that she worked as an attorney, that she decided that she wanted to change the justice system from the inside. That was really her story. And then, of course, there were these attacks on Trump and the broader vision of the Biden campaign is talking about. But really, I think they were really trying to get her biography out to more voters who may not be so sure about her background.
Well, speaking of attacks on President Trump, former President Obama was a highlight in his speech last night. And he didn't just choose to talk up Biden, but to really slam the current president.
Yeah, he said that reelecting Donald Trump would be a threat to democracy. And that is pretty strong language. It's certainly kind of language that you hear from lots of Democrats, but to hear it from a former president of the United States about his successor is a striking thing, and has certainly been framed by people around President Obama as a big step for him to take to lay things out in those terms, and to not just say Joe Biden is better on this policy area or that policy area, but to really say this is an existential threat to the country.
Who are one or two of the other speakers we should be really looking out for tonight?
Well, we'll see Pete Buttigieg, who ran for president last year and is somebody who Joe Biden seems to like quite a lot, and is compared to his late son, Hunter, Beau Biden, who will be, there will be a tribute to Beau Biden. I just misspoke and said Hunter Biden. Vice President's son, Hunter, and daughter, Ashley, will also be speaking, giving a tribute to their father. So I think that will be interesting just because Hunter has been the source of so many attacks from Republicans and really has not had a very public persona on this campaign and is making a rare appearance tonight.
It's Bloomberg reporter Jennifer Epstein joining us. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.